Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Justin?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, Justin. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you to just get an update on the remaining of your requirements.
Yes, I emailed that I'm going to just wait at this second because there was a lot that you guys are requesting for the ongoing hiring process, where the company I'm with did not require all of that, and I might as well just stay with them instead of, my mom don't want me to complicate her situation. You guys are asking for a competency test. You guys are asking for utility bills or something like that. So it's too much, and we already secured with the company already.
Got it. So you and Barbara don't want to transfer over to our agency, right?
Is there a way we can do it without going through? I mean, I've submitted my ID. I can come in person and give you guys my social security number, and I can bring a piece of mail or birth certificate. But I was doing a test online. It was just, I got frustrated. Too many questions, so I just kind of gave up.
I mean, I don't believe that this is something that we can, because it's a requirement as far as the test goes.
For is that new? Because
I'm sorry.
Is that new?
I don't think. I mean, they've always had every aide that we've onboarded has to complete this test.
Okay, so I'm trying to complete it today then.
Okay. I mean, as far as these, you said you have your birth certificate and you have your
I have my social security card and everything. I just did not want to provide it over a text message.
Oh, I see. So are you okay with sending it over email?
Can I just bring it in person?
I think you should be able to. Let me just reach out to the agency.
And what else would you guys need other than the social? Because if that's all you guys need, then I don't mind texting. That's just how I was always told, not to text or email or, give that out over the phone.
Right. I mean, so what we're waiting for right now is just your IDs. And did you fill out your I-9 and W-4 documents?
Yes. I sent my ID.
Let me see. All right. And then just your TB test and then the competency test, the one with a lot of questions.
And that was my question. I don't know how I'm going to get the TB test. I already got it done when I started working for the other agency, but I don't know where can I go to get the results for that test, because I checked my Penn Medicine chart and it wasn't on there. So,
do you recall what clinic you went to? Was it an urgent care?
I'm trying to think. Yes. So Med Rehabilitation Center, it was a therapy place. They sent me to get a tuberculosis locus shot, TB shot. I'm trying to remember where it's at. I'm trying to think. I think I went to Mercy on 52nd and Cedar.
Is there any way that you can reach out to them and see if they can just send you the results?
No, I've been trying to get in touch with them. I haven't had no luck.
I mean, the only other thing that I can suggest is you're probably going to have to get another TB test done if you can't get a hold of the other one that you had. Let me see.
Okay, no problem. All right, so I'll talk it over with my mother today, and then I'll just give you guys a call back.
Sure. I mean, there is a clinic that you can get a TB test on for free, and it's right in Philadelphia. It's the Health Center 6. And you can get it done for free there. So if you're interested, I can send you over the information. But just talk it over with your mom and let me know what you guys decide, okay?
All right.
All right, Justin. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.